In today's show, 25% of small businesses in 9 different countries plan to accept crypto payments in 2022. That's right. According to a new recent survey conducted by the payment processor giant Visa, almost a quarter of the participants across 9 nations said they intend to embrace digital currencies as a form of payment sometime this year. And furthermore, 13% of consumers in these countries predicted retail stores will begin allowing crypto settlements in the following 12 months. Now check it. Since Bitcoin sign guy photobombed Janet Yellen, Bitcoin has risen 1,747%. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin is up over 5,145% against the US dollar in the last 5 years. HODL, and this just in, breaking news, this is happening right now in LA. Massive support for El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele. Spot the Bitcoin, and as Stacey Herbert shares here, Bukele was destined to Bitcoin. This quote is from 2012, and today, El Salvador is attracting the greatest minds to move and build here. It is the new Florence for Renaissance 2.0. Bitcoin fixed decades of neoliberal economic mismanagement. Preach. Also in today's show, a new survey shows a proportion of South African crypto holders grows to 11.3% and that 56% of crypto owners whole Bitcoin. And speaking of Africa, we have African-born UFC heavyweight champ Francis Ngannou, the baddest mofo on the planet, defending his title this weekend. Quoting him here, been talking with my family and friends in the crypto space. Bitcoin is huge in Africa, and I'm thinking of taking half my fight purse in it. Bitcoin is the future, and I'm a believer. Also in today's show, Bank of America says that Solana could take the market share from Ethereum and become the Visa of the crypto ecosystem. That's right, Bank of America analysts published a research note on cryptocurrency this week, arguing that Solana could take the market share away from Ethereum, noting that Solana is optimized for micropayments, gaming, and NFTs. The analyst expects Solana could become the Visa of the digital asset ecosystem. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell says Terra, Avalanche, and 3 additional altcoins will shine in 2022. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, according to a recent survey conducted by the payment processor giant Visa, almost a quarter of the participants across 9 nations said they intend to embrace digital currencies as a form of payment sometime this year. And furthermore, 13% of consumers in these countries predicted retail stores will begin allowing crypto settlements in the following 12 months. Now, as reported by Reuters, Visa surveyed 2,250 small business owners from 9 different countries across the globe, including the United States, Canada, Brazil, and Singapore. And per the results, every fourth participant plans to embrace Bitcoin or some alternative coins as a payment method before the end of the ongoing year. It's also worth noting that the percentage rate is different in different countries. For example, Visa estimated that over 30% of the small business merchants based in the United Arab Emirates, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Brazil intend to enable crypto options to clients in the coming months. Meanwhile, in contrast, 19% of those in the USA and just 8% in Canada plan to do the same. Now, the payment processing organization also interviewed 1,000 American adults who are not in charge of companies, along with 500 more people from each other country, and nearly 13% of those 1,500 individuals anticipate retail stores to begin offering digital asset payments this year in 2022. Now, Jenny Mundy, Visa's global head of merchant sales and acquiring, said many owners of businesses worldwide view the embracement of new forms of payments as fundamental to their company's growth. She also added that accepting cryptocurrencies also comes as a natural evolution for many smaller firms. Quoting her here, I think more people are feeling more confident with crypto. Now, it's also safe to say that cryptocurrency adoption flourished in the past 12 months as numerous giant companies allowed customers to pay with digital assets should they be willing to do so. Now, such examples include Croatia's and Mexico's largest supermarket chains, Konzum and Electra. And at one point last year, even the major electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla started accepting Bitcoin payments for its cars. However, the company halted the initiative a few months later due to FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And arguably the most significant example of such adoption in 2021 was El Salvador's decision to fully recognize Bitcoin as legal tender inside its borders. And as I announced in a previous episode, we also have the island nation of Tonga, which just announced adopting Bitcoin as legal tender later this year, as well as Rio de Janeiro, the city in Brazil, to put 1% of its reserves into the king of all crypto. So mass Bitcoin adoption in 2022, let's freaking go. Now for some facts. Since Bitcoin signed guy photobombed Janet Yellen, Bitcoin has risen 1,747%, and Bitcoin is now up over 5,145% against the US dollar in the last 5 years. HODL, my friends. And as pointed out here, this is happening right now in LA. Massive support for El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele. Spot the Bitcoin, and as Stacey Herbert shares here, Bukele was destined to Bitcoin. This quote is from 2012, and today, El Salvador is attracting the greatest minds to move and build here. It is the new Florence for Renaissance 2.0. Bitcoin fixed decades of neoliberal economic mismanagement. Preach. And before I break down next story of the day, new survey shows a proportion of South African crypto holders grows to 11.3%, while 56% of crypto owners now hold Bitcoin, as well as Bank of America says Solana could take the market share from Ethereum and become the Visa of the crypto ecosystem, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell predicts that Luna, Avalanche, and three additional altcoins will shine in 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the alts are pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up a quarter percent for the day, maintaining just above $43,200. We have ETH up 0.3%, trading at about $3,350. Solana up almost 3%, trading just above $150. Cardano pumping up over 10% for the day, trading at $1.41. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. According to the findings of the latest Finder survey, out of the 2003 South African internet users that were surveyed, 11.3% said they own cryptocurrency. Now this cryptocurrency ownership rate is said to be marginally higher than that of the United States at 10.5% and Sweden at 9.8%. Now still, as the survey findings show, South Africa's largest crypto ownership rate is yet below the global average, which jumped from 11.2% in October to 15.5% in December 2021. And from the total of 27 countries that were surveyed, South Africa is now positioned in the 21st place. Now in terms of popularity of different cryptos, the survey findings indicate that 56% of the crypto owners in South Africa own Bitcoin. And with this proportion of internet users that own BTC, South Africa is the second highest ranked out of the 27 countries. However, the findings also appear to suggest that other cryptos are gaining ground. Quoting the report here, between now and the last survey, the number of crypto owners surveyed who said they held BTC has fallen from 73.5% of respondents who said they own Bitcoin in October to 56% in December, explains the Finder survey report. And according to the findings, Ethereum is the second most popular crypto with a share of 31.5%. This ownership rate, which is 7.1% higher than the global average of 24.4%, sees South Africa rank as the country with the eighth highest proportion of internet users that own Ethereum. And in third place is XRP, which owned by 25.8% of the surveyed users, while Dogecoin and Solana are in the fourth and fifth positions respectively. Meanwhile, the survey also found out that those that said they own crypto, 62% are men and 38% are women. And according to the survey report, this means South Africa men are roughly 1.6 times as likely to own crypto than women. And on the other hand, the survey found out that 48.7% of South Africans aged from 18 to 34 are crypto holders. This figure is 16 percentage points higher than that of South African hodlers between the ages of 35 and 54. Now, personally, I feel that Bitcoin and crypto adoption will continue booming in 2022 in Africa. And speaking of Africa, as I shared in the intro of the show, we have Francis Ngannou, the UFC heavyweight champ, aka the baddest mofo on the planet, who's defending his title this weekend. Quoting him here, been talking with my friends and family in the crypto space. Bitcoin is huge in Africa, and I'm thinking of taking half my fight purse in it. Bitcoin is the future, and I'm a believer. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, Bank of America says Solana could take the market share from Ethereum and become the Visa of the crypto ecosystem, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell says Terra, Avalanche, and three additional altcoins will shine in 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above that $2 trillion milestone with about $63 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 39.4%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top gainers, winners, we have Baby White Hamster leading the pack up 5,455%, followed by Bitcoin up 43,000%, followed by Thorium up 4,469%. Now, obviously, these are ish coins, but let me know which alts you're most bullish on for 2022. Let me know in the comments right down below. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, it shows we're currently rated a 21 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday, a 23, last week, a 23, and last month, a 23 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Bank of America analyst Alkesh Shah published a research note on cryptocurrency this week, arguing that Solana could take the market share away from Ether. The Bank of America analyst described that Solana produces a blockchain optimized for consumer use cases by prioritizing scalability, low transaction fees, and ease of use, citing Solana Foundation member Lily Liu. Its ease of use and low costs make the crypto optimized for micropayments, gaming, and non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, with more than 50 billion transactions settled since its March 2020 launch and $10 billion in total value locked. Shah said Solana could become the Visa of the digital asset ecosystem. How many of you are currently bullish on Solana? Let me know in the comments below. Solana is currently the fifth largest crypto with a market cap of about $46 billion. Ethereum is the second largest crypto with a market cap of almost $400 billion at the time of this recording based on data from Bitcoin.com markets. Now, noting that Solana's differentiation from Ethereum is proving successful, Shah noted that the valuation gap provides an opportunity for Solana. Its proof of history blockchain helps improve the performance of its proof of stake consensus mechanism. The Bank of America analyst opined, noting the following: these innovations allow for processing of an industry leading 65,000 transactions per second with average transaction fees of 0.00025 while remaining relatively decentralized and secure. So there you have it. Meanwhile, the Ethereum blockchain prioritizes decentralization and security at the expense of scalability, Shah described, adding that Ethereum scalability issue has led to periods of network congestion and ultra high transaction fees. Now, emphasizing that other scalable blockchains could chip away at Ethereum's market share, Shah explained the following: Ethereum's prioritization could optimize it for high value transactions and identity, storage, and supply chain use cases. And crypto exchange Coinbase recently predicted that Ethereum scalability will improve. However, as we welcome the next 100 million users to crypto and Web3, scalability challenges for ETH are likely to grow. Now, last week, a JP Morgan analyst explained that Ethereum's merge and layer 2.0 introduction will speed up transactions and could significantly cut energy consumption. However, another JP Morgan analyst noted that Ethereum might lose its decentralized finance dominance due to scaling issues. Meanwhile, Solana is not without problems. Last week, as noted, Solana network experienced degraded performance due to an increase in high compute transactions. This is leading to increased loading and transaction processing times and some failed transactions. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, macro guru Raoul Powell says Terra, Avalanche, and three additional altcoins will shine in 2022. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving well over 500,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes or Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell says that five altcoins will perform well this year as he expects layer one alts and interoperable blockchain chains to shine. In a new interview with CoinMarketCap's Jessica Walker, Powell says that Bitcoin and Ethereum act as base investments, each for their own reason, quoting him here. I look at it in terms of network effects and what networks are growing within crypto. So Ethereum's kind of the biggest, most robust network in the terms of number of developers, the number of people investing in it. That makes that one of your base investments. Bitcoin being the OG in the space is another base investment. Now, the Real Vision CEO says that five other altcoins, Ethereum, competitors Terra, aka Luna, Avalanche, Solana, and Polygon, aka Matic, as well as cross-chain network Quant, are also worth keeping an eye on. As he shares here, we're seeing these layer ones, stuff like Terra, Avalanche, and probably Solana. I think maybe 2022 is going to be the year of interoperability. So we're looking at Polygon, Quant, and a few other things that might give us those opportunities. Now, Powell says he's also expecting 2022 to be a bullish year for decentralized finance as well as NFTs and social tokens. The former Goldman Sachs executive says he anticipates more adoption from larger investors like banks and sovereign wealth funds, including those from Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. Quoting him again here, I do think the banks will have them, not on their balance sheets essentially, but in their trading books. I think we'll see more pension funds and institutional investors, and I think this year might be the year of the sovereign wealth fund. And to watch this entire interview with Raoul Powell entitled Raoul Powell's 2022 Crypto Forecast, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know your thoughts on his five crypto picks right here. Are you currently bullish on Bitcoin, Ether, Terra, Avalanche, Solana, Polygon, or Quant? Holla at your boy and let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show. 25% of small businesses in 9 countries plan to accept crypto payments this year in 2022, according to this new Visa study. Also shared a new survey which shows the proportion of South African crypto holders grows to 11.3%, while 56% of crypto owners whole Bitcoin, as well as Bank of America says Solana could take the market share from Ethereum and become the Visa of the crypto ecosystem. Also in today's show, we discussed macro guru Raoul Powell says Terra, Avalanche, and 3 additional altcoins will shine in 2022. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top 3 comments from yesterday's episode. 2 for 1 wrote, Tonga was attacked by a volcano this morning. Is the IMF somehow responsible? Or is Bukele just welcoming them to the club? Wow, for reals, that's crazy, fam. Thanks for the heads up. God bless Tonga, El Salvador, and Bukele. And our next featured comment comes from eCoin, who wrote, Aloha, JV. Solid as always, given the crypto news alerts, fam, and crypto news situation. G7 mining, welcome to the crypto matrix. Aloha, eCoin fam. Yes, sir. Anything is possible with BTC, fam. Let's freaking go. Now for our third and final featured comment comes from Zaphod, who wrote, last time Max was on with Daniela making predictions, I think he called for 70,000 short-term, 220,000 in 2021, and the collapse of the Euro Central Bank in 2021. How did those turn out? All I know is this, many of Max's predictions for 2021 were accurate, and you also got to keep in mind that Max has been talking about Bitcoin since it was a dollar, so many of his predictions have come true. Not all, but eventually will. It's only a matter of time. Just saying. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I encourage you to check out the merch store at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Simply find a design that you really like. Click on it and you'll notice 40 plus different products for each and every design. We've got everything from hats to mouse pads to t-shirts to hoodies to tank tops, to phone cases, you name it, and all the proceeds goes to help supporting the show. So go ahead and visit merch.cryptonewsalerts.net to cop your favorite crypto gear. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.